Hey, welcome to the ROTFL podcast. I am your host, Joshua Dark, and with me, as always, is my little nutty buddy, Killa Pew.
Hey, how y'all doing? And, y'all doing all right?
And guess what he's drinking, guys?
Oh, it's Love Tactics.
Man.
We need to get a hold of them, dude, and tell them they need a fucking sponsor.
Bro, we will get canceled. Well, we're already going to get canceled. We already got canceled before we even started.
They can't cancel us, dude.
I know. This is what's good about it. This is what's good about podcasting is we got no one to answer to.
Right.
So good luck trying to cancel us. You're only going to fucking, you know, the haters will make us famous.
Haters are going to hate.
Well, so we're going to start doing like Facebook Live videos and all that stuff. We're in the process of, you know, getting a studio in quotation marks.
Yeah.
And we're going to really fine tune this stuff.
Oh, and you keep on talking about Twitter, looking us up on Twitter, but we've been canceled on Twitter. So,
yeah, I had to remake a new email. Yeah. Don't even ask me why we were canceled on Twitter. Someone must have reported us. I'm not even joking. People were asking for podcasts to listen to, and I gave it to them. And someone must have listened to our podcast that they asked for and then reported us. Instead of just going, nah, not my cup of tea.
Right.
Little crybaby ass snowflake motherfucker went and fucking Karen'd us and fucking went and fucking reported us to fucking whoever fucking runs Twitter.
Yeah.
Probably that
fucking human slash deer.
Bro, I don't know. But yeah, you can't cancel this, dude. Because even if we don't have it, even if we end up with only one listener, we're still gonna podcast, dude. So yeah. Suck it.
I'll podcast and just listen to it myself.
Yeah, that's how it's gotta be. So you can't stop it.
I make myself laugh all the time.
So. All right. Before you guys do anything, I want you guys to, if you guys are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, on your Apple devices, go ahead and go down and rate us and review us. And go ahead and become a member at www.rotflpodcast.com and check out our blog. I posted the pictures. Okay. So we talked about last week, our conspiracy theory that the Chinese are pre-infecting nose swabs and infecting the U.S.
Okay, and just to say too, like we've been saying it for months. I've been telling all kinds of people for months, dude, don't go get tested because this is the way they're fucking spreading it. All right.
Well, not only that, I was fine, and then I got tested, and then 2 days later, all of a sudden, I'm fucking feeling it.
Right.
So that, I mean, that was odd.
No, not odd at all. That's how you ended up getting it, was because they gave it to you.
I mean, it could be. I mean, we were already kind of going down this line before that ever happened. So last week we talked about, and go ahead and hit last week's episode. It's episode 17. And, you know, we found a source inside, well, I should say Killa Pew found a source inside a lab that creates the testing kits that go out and get shoved in the noses of unsuspecting, naive Americans, including me. And we got all sorts of pictures from inside the place, and all these things are coming from China, manufactured in China. And then we started seeing, and so that was tripping us out, like, why from the epicenter are we taking manufactured kits that we assemble here when China is the motherfuckers that lied and kicked this whole thing off to begin with?
Right.
It seemed kind of fucking odd. It seemed like maybe some, you know, American companies in the U.S. could manufacture some fucking cotton swabs, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Couldn't be that hard.
So yeah, that kind of was weird. And then all of a sudden there's a bubonic plague outbreak 225 miles from the fucking the manufacturer in China. And they cordoned off this whole area. Like, no one could leave this city. It's called Batu City in Inner Mongolia, which is a province of China now. And so we were tripping out on that, and we're saying, what are they going to do now? Start
not just COVID, bubonic
plague, because COVID ain't fucking killing off who they intended to kill off.
Right.
And guess what? The second reported case of the bubonic plague, a man in his 20s has died in New Mexico.
Yeah. And this is like, what, like 4 days after we recorded and put out that show?
So now we have bubonic plague. Now, there are cases of bubonic plague that happen every year, but when is the last time you actually heard about it? I mean, not a death from bubonic plague. These people, it can be treated with some, it caught in the early stages with some heavy antibiotics. So people are dying from the bubonic plague now, some medieval fucking disease.
Yeah. The way I look at it is that I don't think it's, you know, that one. I think it's like, you know, a bubonic plague, but I think it's twisted a little bit. You know what they do? They fucking twist this shit up a little bit and then send it out again.
Like they did with the common cold and made it a little more hardy.
Right, right. Beef it up. Shoot it. Give it some steroids. Have it work out on the yard for a little bit.
So you heard it from us here, folks, that the bubonic plague is getting spread from China. And now all of a sudden we got bubonic plague outbreaks. And watch this, watch the bubonic plague thing start taking off, not only here, but elsewhere. Elsewhere that are similarly getting COVID testing kits from China.
Yeah. And I said it a while ago too, how that the I wish I had the name in front of me, but that dude in Africa that got a bunch of kits, you know, probably from the same fucking place, but he got a bunch of kits and tested a bunch of fruit and goats and then sent them in to get tested, and they're all tested positive for COVID. So yeah.
Pineapples and motherfucking goats all of a sudden.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know fucking what to believe. I just know fucking something is just crazy is going on. And the CDC just came out with a thing saying that the ventilators on masks don't work.
Right.
It's just more proof that the fucking CDC don't know what the fuck it's talking about. And they're just totally winging this shit.
Yeah. And not just that, but did you hear? Okay. So the CDC and the WHO, you know, have all these fucking numbers and shit, right? So Trump is like, look, I want you to send, like, to all the states and everywhere, like, all over the place. He's like, I want you to send all your information to us, you know, to, like, his staff or whatever. Well, right after he said that, all of a sudden there was, like, they switched up, and now they've taken off tens of thousands of deaths, like, in a bunch of different states. Like, Florida went from, like, 100,000 deaths down to, like, 11,000 deaths, like, and they've been recalling these all over the place, which, you know, if you haven't already known this, do your own research. And, you know, they even admitted it, that like when you die of a car wreck or, you know, anything, well, heart attack, you test positive for COVID, they put you down as a COVID death.
Look, we're not saying don't wear a mask, okay? Maybe there's a fucking percentage that will save you or someone else's life, although there are no factual basis for this at all. And the CDC clearly states that some people in our staff believe that this might or may not help you. That's not a study, and that's not some fucking large control group.
No,
they have no fucking idea. Okay. And here's the thing. People are saying, well, ooh, fucking even one death is enough to fucking stop it. Oh, okay. How many people die in swimming pools every fucking year, but no one's banning swimming pools? How many people die of car accidents, but no one's out there protesting fucking cars? Why shut down
the obesity? Nobody's going to fucking take away forks.
Yeah, or fucking KFC. Look, No one's shutting down the whole world, the whole economy. Do you know that suicide rate has went up 600%
overall? This could, yeah.
And like 16 and 20 teens have said they have contemplated suicide due to this whole thing. So they have created a thing that is so much worse than what has happened fucking here. And check this out. Somewhere in Europe, I want to say Norway, Scandinavia, fucking Sweden, somewhere over there. They did some restrictions, but dude,
Sweden.
So they did some restrictions, but they were very light. They didn't shut down the fucking economy. They didn't do any of that shit.
They just put up signs saying, wash your fucking hands. That's what they did. Not just that. Okay. So now Sweden's here. What? Norway's here. And the other country, like on each other, on the two other sides of it, fucking did the whole shutdown thing, all that. And Sweden did have like a few more deaths than those other countries, but
now they're fine.
They're fine. They're totally fine. They didn't lose none. Their economy is still going strong. Everything's fucking fine. You know?
Okay. And let me just say that when cold and flu season comes around in a few months, they're going to be prepared. They're not going to fucking have the numbers we are. Our numbers are going to fucking skyrocket because no one has any immunities from hiding inside their fucking house all day.
Yeah. Nobody's getting any sun. Like, people don't even know how good the sun is for you. Not too much, but you know, like
do some butthole sunning.
Yeah. Good old butthole sunning.
Anyone out there is doing butthole sunning, by the way, are fucking idiots. The health benefits of butthole sunning. This is an actual thing. People are out there sunning their buttholes.
A real thing, you know, getting butthole naked and, you know, looking at the sun with your brown eye.
Just get an X-Acto knife and fucking slit your whole chest open and get some sun on that heart of yours and on your entrails if you think it's so fucking good for you, fucking idiots. So these people are all going to be prepared. Watch what happens in Sweden. They may have a bit more numbers initially, but their economy's still running strong. Everyone's still in fucking good spirits over there.
Yeah, and nobody's fucking committing suicide fucking record numbers.
And it hasn't created some giant divisive issue where you got one side going against another side. And guess what? In cold and flu season, it's going to be fucking, they're going to be like, woo, what happened in Sweden? Well, guess what? You fucking assholes locked us all down during this thing, which it wasn't going to prevent the spread, by the way, because guess what? We still got to eat food. And even if we don't leave the house, they still got to get shipped to us. Many, many boxes of stuff that fucking who knows how many assembly people have touched on the way to our house. It's still going to, and then you're locking us down. So if someone does end up with it in the house, then you're infecting your whole family.
So, but not just that, but it doesn't really matter because it's a virus. So it's not like, you know, it's still going to be out there. So once you do finally get out and go start trying to live a normal life, you're just going to catch it then, you know? So you might as well fucking get the motherfucker, get over it, and go on with your fucking life.
Now, they should have... I don't know why they haven't done this, and it's because it's become such a heated, divisive issue at this point that anyone who says anything against this, stay at home. Fuck. And look at all the people that are telling you to stay at home, live in a fucking 30 fucking million dollar mansion and have their food shipped in on trucks, their fucking caviar shipped in on trucks. All these celebrities are like, you just need to stay home. Well, guess what, motherfucker? I'm a regular American and I actually got to get up and work for my shit or my fucking kids are going to starve. So fuck you. How dare you tell us to stay home? It is fucking crazy how they manage this because first, it was a couple months lockdown.
No, it was supposed to be only a couple weeks. It was supposed to just be 2 weeks long.
Every but it couple went for weeks, like they extend it. Every couple. And so, how long is it going to go? Are we going to stay locked down forever? Because now Fossey came out and said this shit's going to be around for fucking 3 years. No, it's going to be around forever now.
Yeah, it's out now. So
that's it. So what? How do you deal with something like this that has such a low mortality rate? You just go live your life.
Right.
And that's it.
That's it.
I am willing. Herd immunity. Willing to live my life and fucking get sick. And you know what? I did. And I wore a mask. I did everything I was supposed to do just because I don't want to be that asshole. And I still got fucking sick.
Yeah.
I even had one of my family members die from it. And she was going through other medical concerns with chemotherapy and stuff like that. So that's not far-fetched. And that still isn't enough to switch me over to this other side that says we need to all stay locked down. Because what is better, your quality of life and fucking taking care of your family, or just living in fear that you're going to fucking get sick?
Yeah, life is for living.
Every time I get in the road, I could die. Every time I get on the freeway, I can die. These are things I'm willing to accept so I can live my life. I don't know. Everything's gone fucking bonkers, and we just keep getting locked down. They keep getting locked down. It just keeps getting drug out. And when cold and flu season, watch what happens. So they're like, 3 more months. Watch what happens when cold and flu season comes around and the numbers just fucking skyrocket because no one was prepared. And no one has any immunities. So how long is this going to go on? Another year? Are they going to drag this for 2021?
2020?
Yeah.
No, I already got a prediction on this. And I've already been... Dude, I've proven so many of my fucking conspiracy theories, right? Like over, you know...
Well, you've definitely gotten closer.
Well, so... They're proven in my eyes, and that's all that really fucking matters. But watch, November 6th, man, November 6th, all of a sudden, everybody's going to realize that this fucking shit is all garbage and it fucking hardly kills anybody at all. You know, so
November they already 6th, know that
they know that I know, but I'm just saying November 6th is it's all of a sudden it's going to be on the news that, hey, we don't really have to worry. Well, about this, that much.
This depends who gets elected.
True.
Very clearly. If Trump gets elected, they're going to drag this thing out and keep blaming him for this thing. If Biden gets elected, then it's going to disappear like it never happened.
No, see, I think the opposite. I think if Biden gets elected, then they're going to fucking drag it out and you know, do the forced vaccines and all that shit.
Get down to some communists.
It's going to get, yeah, it's going to get
heavy. I'm not against vaccines. I'm not fucking against getting vaccinated. But healthy people and people in the very low risk category.
Don't need to.
Why would they need to? Why would they fucking need to? Now, this is how it should have been handled in the first place. Once we figured out who the people that are most at risk for this, they should have did stipulations on those people's, like, right. New York, what they did to the nursing homes. You know,
they fucking shoved a bunch of COVID fucking patients into the nursing homes to fucking kill all the old people.
And no one's talking about that shit.
Nobody. And that's what's fucked up. It's like, oh, oops, our fucking bad. No. That's not our fucking bad. That's fucking somebody needs to get held accountable for that shit. And they did it in fucking California too and Florida. So, you know, it's fucking bullshit.
I don't understand why. Okay, if you're over fucking 16 have pre-existing medical conditions, then yeah, okay, you might need to cordon yourself, you know, or quarantine yourself.
Cordon?
What the fuck, ever? You know what the fuck I'm talking about. Look it. But even then, if you're around people that are going in and out, you're still fucking fucked because you can't really quarantine yourself.
That's the thing about the nursing homes too. Those nursing homes, all the people that work there go home. They have kids that fucking go outside. Well, you know, should be going outside and play. But anyways, they have kids. They have family members that they go hang out with and then come back to work, you know. And
no one is completely safe from outside sources.
No.
Unless they live on a farm in the middle of nowhere and grow their own food and have their own livestock, then that's the only safe place to be. I mean, when they're 20 country miles from fucking anyone else.
Yeah.
How else are you safe any other way?
I don't know. It's just, and to be honest with you, I don't think it's the thing about, but at this point, we know it only has a fucking 99 point fucking, you know, or a
0.03 fucking
mortality rate. Yeah, so it's not like you're fucking not safe doing your own fucking thing because, you know, the chances of you dying are so astronomical. It's, you have more chance of dying from literally,
dude, skin literally cancer.
Everything else. Yeah.
Skin cancer, but no one's fucking out there protesting the sun.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing we're going to talk about too, about the fucking
protest. Butthole sending?
I think I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to do it on my balcony. Like, my balcony faces the street with all my neighbors.
Yeah, could you imagine? Well, could you imagine doing it and then, like, all your neighbors in the second story houses that can totally see into your backyard are just
on the, like, no, hey, it's not, morning, it faces, Bill. It faces the front yard, like, to the street. So
how's the kids, Dorothy? It's out there. Yeah, just out here butthole sunning. I don't fucking know. I'm just blown away that people do that. I thought that was a joke.
No.
Holy crap. All right. So, I mean, that's all we have on that. That was just
moving on.
And at some point, I don't know, people are just going to have enough. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know it's just a perfect storm of shit right now. And it's fucking really crazy. So now we're going to go on and talk about something we don't want to talk about.
Not at all.
But we feel like we kind of need to talk about.
Nobody else is. I'll tell you that right now. You can't catch not one fucking one blink of it on any kind of news outlet whatsoever. And it's fucking, it's disgusting.
And it's all over social media though. People are not, you know, thank God there's other citizens who give a shit.
Not just that, but there've been protests, dude. There's been protests in Hollywood. They just had a protest in North Carolina. I want to say Washington too. That there's been protests about it all over the place. And you know,
the Save Our Children protests.
Yes.
I've seen some. Amen. I've seen 20 of them guys in Riverside down the street.
Yeah. And that's the thing is what's fucked up is that all these other fucking protests are getting fucking news air. Why isn't this one? You know, you got to ask yourself. You really do. You have to ask yourself why. And that's what we like to do here at ROTFLpodcast.com.
Yeah, if you got any fucking information or stories on any of this stuff, Well,
one of the things too that is fucking so hard for us about this fucking thing is that when you're trying to research, don't get me wrong, it's not hard to research. Like there's all kinds of information out there, like all kinds of information, names, fucking flight logs, all this shit. But the shit that comes along with it is so fucking hard to read, and pictures that come along with it are so hard to fucking look at. It's fucking disgusting.
And not only that, to think that this is just going on right out in the open, and it's immediately so-called debunked by the same people that own these media outlets.
Right.
You know, and they're claiming, this media outlet debunked it. Well, you own the son of a bitch. Of course they did. I don't know, but we're just going to talk about, and let me tell you, this is not something new or whatever.
Thousands of years.
So it's almost impossible to put this in any legible form, dude, because there's so much shit out there. What do you cover? Even one name is just so much to cover. So we got to kind of do it in a fucking, you know, people aware. If you guys aren't already aware, and I'm fucking sure you are, but yeah, okay, possibly go join the Save Our Children movement. That's a fucking movement. Yeah.
Hashtag fuck Save Our Children. First off, shout out to the fucking man of the year, Ricky Gervais. And if you haven't seen that, okay, so. It was like a year ago now already. Golden Globes, where he fucking got up and just roasted. And see, like the first time I just watched little clips of it, of him roasting these fucking people. You got to watch the whole fucking thing because he gets into it, calling how they're all fucking, you know, they're all a bunch of fucking sickos, you know, like, fuck, he gets into it, you know, and
and they all hate him.
Face, man. Yeah. And there was one thing where he's like, you know, one thing you have in common, and I can't remember the fucking author's name or the reporter's name. He's like, you guys are all terrified of this dude because this fucking reporter, he goes out and he fucking puts these people on blast.
Well, we need to find, I need to know who that reporter's name is, because that's something I should be looking at. Okay, so now look. So there's Pizzagate, Pedogate, Wayfair. There's all this shit, right, that's been going on.
Red Shoe Club.
And supposedly they debunked this Pizzagate thing of this fucking, what, pizza place and whatever that had a basement. They used to traffic kids. And their debunking information was, well, the place didn't have a basement. That was the whole debunk. Like, forget everything else. This place didn't have a basement. And mind you, the owner said, yeah, I canned my tomatoes in my basement. So does it have a basement or not? Is that enough to debunk this situation? I don't know about any and all that shit. I just know about the shit that is real. Human trafficking is real. Child sex trafficking is real. Matter of fact, when you adopt a child, you have to do a 4-hour class on child sex trafficking to make you aware. So this is a real thing. This isn't fake.
No, it's not like somebody just made this up trying to smut people up. No. And fucking Epstein, Epstein was just one of fucking many of these fucking creeps that do this shit. And probably not even a big fish. He was probably a fucking small fish in a fucking gigantic pond.
Just a part, just a little tiny branch of this hang, a little twig. So elite pedophilia is real. Okay, I don't even need to show you. Go look at politicians who've been busted for child sex trafficking, child porn, and you will fucking be blown away at all the politicians in this thing that have been convicted.
So look that shit up, Republicans and Democrats alike. It literally took me like 40 minutes to read that list on how many there were and what their crimes were.
And have you ever heard of this?
No, not
once. Have you ever seen one time in the news, former Democrat or former Republican, and you think the left, you know, if our fucking conspiracy, I mean, it's not even a conspiracy theory because they're so biased, that they would jump on this, this fucking Republican, this is what, but.
Right, no, they stick together on this.
They
stick together on this because they're fucking all knee deep into it. And if they're not actually in it, their fucking running mate or their fucking partner is. So yeah, they keep it all fucking hush hush. Dude, they even have a fucking, they even have a fund where they have a gang of money in this fund just for when politicians and shit get in trouble for this shit. They fucking pull money out of it. And it's not just Republican or fucking Democrat. It's a fund for fucking all of them, you know? So,
well, do you find it odd that this Epstein thing happened, this Maxwell thing happened, this Clinton, this Podesta thing happened with all these emails, and then all of a sudden, all this other shit happens?
Right.
No right shit. At the same time.
Take COVID-19, the spotlight off.
This fucking Antifa, BLM, and all of a sudden, they're just gaslighting this whole, the biggest story of the fucking century.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck, bro. I don't know. It's a very clever sleight of hand, but this shit ain't going away.
No.
We're not going to let it go away. We're not going to let it drop into the fucking dark archives of fucking conspiracy theories, because it's not a conspiracy theory.
It's not a conspiracy theory. It's actually happening. And not just that. Like, when you start digging into this shit, and I encourage everybody that listens to this fucking podcast,
if you can stomach it.
After you get done listen, and it's not that hard to fucking do. After you get done listening to podcasts, actually do a little bit of digging, do a little bit of research, and find out what fucking pops up. And what's fucked up is a lot of this shit's happened years ago, but you have never heard not one thing about it.
Let me explain something to you. Little St. James, okay, Jeffrey Epstein's island, has been known as Pedophile Island since 1998.
Yeah.
1998. And after that, with that knowledge, why did Bill Clinton and Obama visit Pedophile Island multiple times? Multiple over times. 20 times on the flight log for Clinton. And he's got a picture. Epstein had a picture of Clinton, a painting. Or it might have been a picture, a painting, or a picture wearing red high heels, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah, the red shoe group. Okay, now when you start digging, okay, so when you start digging into this fucking subject, other things are going to pop up, and those other things are going to be satanic fucking sacrifice, like
spirit of cooking, where they're fucking cooking up fucking little kids or some shit. I don't know what the fuck it is.
There's one thing where this brother and sister got saved. Look, go hashtag save our children, and you can look for it yourself. And there's these two fucking kids, and they had the girl in an interrogation room. They're asking her all the questions of what happened to her. She was talking. She like spills it out about how like they used to make her and her brother. They used to have sex with them all the time. Like repeatedly raped them. They would fucking make them sacrifice fucking babies. Like some fucking gnarly shit. Okay. And this happened back in like what, like 2004 or something like that. It was like a while back, you know. And the thing is that like all this shit you don't hear about it. It's ridiculous.
We're just barely hearing about it. Look, everyone knew about Epstein and his love for underage girls. Yeah, all these Bill Clinton, Obama, Prince Andrew, the Queen even threatened any media that was going to run the story. And you mean to tell me all these prominent men and women just go to this guy they know to be a pedophile, and everyone just looks the other way?
Just to hang out? No, they're now, partaking.
Now, Bill Clinton, he went to Epstein's pedophile island, you know, 20 plus times on the flight log. First, he denied it. And then all of a sudden, he's on the flight log 20 times. And then now Hillary Clinton, obviously, is his wife. And her main chair, you know, the chair for that fucking for Bill Clinton's fucking election or Clinton's Hillary Clinton's election was John Podesta.
Yeah.
All you have to do is Google John Podesta's paintings and sculptures. Look at his art. Yeah. Would you ever in a billion years hang
that shit naked, in your house?
Naked kids covered in blood running through the woods.
Yeah.
And naked kids hanging in a pool that he has the pool. It's the same pool that he painted. Just kid upon kid in their underwear and naked, scared to death, running for their life.
Naked kids fucking bound, like on their knee, like a bunch of them lined up on their knees and bound with their hands behind their back. It's fucking disgusting.
All wearing red shoes.
Yeah. Well, that was that one, Mark Drudix or whatever it is. It's MarkDrouX. That dude.
Drudix?
Yeah, Drudix. Whatever. But that dude.
Mark Drudix.
Dude, look at that dude. And
I have the whole thing on him.
Yeah.
That he was busted. Okay. Let me just keep going on.
Yeah, that's
who is Ghislaine Maxwell? Okay, that was Epstein's thing. Did you know she owned a submarine company?
Yeah.
A submarine company. Why and the fuck?
A lot of these submarines, they would attach to fucking yachts. And that was just one of the ways that they would fucking smuggle kids back and forth through the island. You know, just in case they got fucking pulled over, they'd fucking, you know, the submarine can just attach and fucking take off.
Okay, what about Laura Silsby? The woman who was tried in Haiti for trying to sneak and kidnap 30 children and bring them to the U.S. Clinton used executive order to bring her back without being charged.
And that's the thing, too. Like, that was when he was president, right? Clearly. Wait,
just real quick? Yes, yeah. And that is true. Guess who Laura Silsby is? You're not going to believe
it. She was a madam or something, right? Or
no, this is the kicker. She changed her legal name and she's in charge of the Amber Alert.
Really?
The Amber Alert.
Oh, that's another thing. Okay. So, man, I wish I would have wrote some names down, but this dude, the CIA dude, that's, did you ever watch that? I sent you that where they, were having, you know, they're cracking down on the whole elite pedophile fucking ring. And he was talking about in there, he was talking about how all these different groups, like the Boy Scouts, CPS, you know, all these different groups that start out, they all start out as like helping kids and doing the right thing. Right. But what happens,
dude,
is
have you all been tripping groups, on the like Ronald McDonald Foundation? And this is supposed to be a good thing, but here's some big old dude clown wearing red shoes.
Well, Well, that's look at so the this all these fucking things start out as something to help these kids, help different kids, and
supposedly and blah, blah, blah. That's the front, right?
Well, no, even if it wasn't a front, they start out this way. But over the years, all these kind of things, that's where these fucking pedophiles and these motherfuckers are attracted to, because that's where they can get in and actually get to these fucking kids. It's through these different things, right? And then they move up in the ranks and then they start fucking changing it.
Well, that isn't so far-fetched, because think about it. Sunday schools, Catholic boys choirs, the Boy Scouts, anything that's centered around kids is going to end up having...
It's going to attract these fucking creeps. And that's the same thing with how they have little girls in like soccer on a soccer team. Look at, if that fucking coach isn't one of those little fucking girls' dad, if it's just some fucking random dude running a fucking little girls' fucking softball team or soccer team.
Yeah, his daughter better be on that fucking.
Yeah, his daughter better be on that fucking team, or else you better have a fucking red flag that pops up in your fucking head. You know, I'm just saying.
I don't want to go as far as to say that every coach is like that, but
no,
it sure increases the fucking the likelihood.
It's just a red flag, you know.
So, yeah. And then you have all these Podesta emails where, you know, Obama sent $65,000 to get hot dogs flown in. Okay, mind you, if you guys go look up the terminology, hot dogs is code for, you know, little boys, and pizza is code for little girls. There's email after email of, oh, and pasta is also termed as little boys. And Domino's is termed as domination. Okay. So I got emails right here. Here, look, here's some of the emails from Podesta. Lo and behold. Okay. Lo is also a term for little girls, okay? Lolita, written after that fucking weird fucking dude who fucking wrote that fucking weird book back in the day. Lo and behold, instead of pasta and wonderful sauces, it was a lovely attempting assortment of cheese. I'm waiting for the return of my children and grandchildren from their holiday travels so that we can demolish them. Okay? What? Dude, there's email after email about pizza and pasta. Okay, have you ever sent an email to someone talking about pizza? Ever. In your life?
Yeah.
One time. Hi there, John. Found a handkerchief.
That's another fucking code word is handkerchief. Yeah,
I think it has a map that seems pizza related. Is it yours? You can send them if you want to. I know you're feel busy. Here's another one. I'm so looking forward to spirit cooking dinner at my place. Look up spirit cooking if you guys don't know what that fucking is. Do you think we'll be able to know if your brother, John Podesta, is coming? If you will be around for dinner or pizza on Sunday, would love to hear from you. Look at this. Lollipop, low, or Lolita, is also another term for this. For little girls. Been meaning to thank you for being with me during my first lollipop experience. This guy's 60 fucking 70 years old or whatever.
Yeah. You ain't never had a fucking lollipop, you fucking creep.
And why would you ever email someone about, ooh, fuck, I just had my first lollipop.
Right.
Get the fuck out of here. Appreciated your support and your steady presence. My only regret is that I didn't take my lollipop with me. Because you ate it. Why the fuck would you take it with you, you fucking psychopath? Because it's not a fucking lollipop. Dude, these things are so Hillary. Pizza party, April 10th. Invite pizza for Hillary. Hosting pizza party. Do you think these rich motherfuckers eat pizza, bro?
No.
Give me a fucking break. You tell me they're spending $20 on Papa John's when they're spending more like a fucking $1,000 on some fucking bullshit?
Yeah. And another thing, I'll let you, yeah, never mind.
There's this
fucking
one.
Sickening.
Dude, it's all fucking sickening, bro. These are very clear.
They're not talking about what you got to watch that thing with Ellen DeGeneres where she's fucking straight up talking in code to fucking to Tom Hanks. She's talking to Encode, to like all these different fucking stars. And all these people are big on symbolism and all that. We'll get into that, but.
Okay, so he's got a picture of two women, okay, from North Korea. And they're both eating cheese pizza, and they have a little girl in the middle eating cheese pizza. And John Podesta wrote with the picture, all he did was send a picture to someone saying it doesn't get any better than this. And guess what? Those two people in the picture in North Korea were busted for child sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Connect the fucking dots. Like, that's all I'm saying.
How many coincidences do you need? And now he's talking about Beanie Babies, okay? Maybe try to switch up the code here. You must buy all 480. This is a collection, not an auction. They are very respectful and amicable with one another, and they are, for the most part, cat and dog friendly. Some are easier than others, naturally. Please let me know. My parents right. can't find out.
If it's a fucking Beanie Baby, why would it have to be cat and dog friendly? Like, it's fucking sickening. One more,
and then we'll fucking go on to this.
Yeah.
Okay. Advanced man extraordinaire Haber. Okay. Could some of the children be used in entertainment? Okay. So this lady is who I think she's a fucking some type of senator or something even that sells her own kids, or I don't even know, but she says, "Hey, John, or Podesta. I thought we could share a couple more notes. We plan to heat the pool, so a swim is a possibility." Also, a swim means something, too. I don't know. Bonnie will be Uber service to your house, okay, to transport Ruby, Emerson, and Maeve Luzzatto. 11, 9, and almost 7. Have you ever said, "Hey, my kids are coming over, and, you know, 1, 7, and 11, and 12, and that's a weird thing. It's so hard to fucking read this shit.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's one of the reasons why we didn't want to fucking do this, because it's fucking so hard. This show is going to be a little bit hard to get through. All right, and that's on the political side. Okay, and not just that, there's people in the fucking crowd like Andrew, and if you think he's the only one, you're fucking surely mistaken. But there's all these fucking stars. All right, now there's a fucking clip of and I'm telling you right now, I used to watch The Daily Show with fucking Stephen Colbert all the time. I fucking loved that show. There's a clip with him and with a fucking kid with their fucking face painted, and it's creepy as fuck. All right, he's singing he's making the kids sing that song. How does that song go? This is what they used to know.
Yeah.
It's fucking disgusting. All right. And I don't know. I know it's number one. I know it's Stephen Colbert 100% because I just know it's him. All right. You couldn't tell me different, period. The kid in the shot, you know, they say that kid is missing and hasn't been found, blah, blah, blah. You got to look it up. Go to hashtag save our children. Hopefully it's still on there. It's horrible, you know, and Stephen Colbert, he's friends with John Podesta too. They're fucking buddies.
They're all buddies, dude.
Yeah.
And no one's safe from this. And you know what? I've seen many. Here's the thing. I've seen many pictures of like fucking Trump and Ivana, you know, with Jeffrey Epstein and stuff at parties and things like that. I mean, Epstein frequented these circles.
Yeah, he was a fucking billionaire.
So that's not far fetched. I'll tell you what I don't see is Trump on the fly logs to Pedophile Island.
No.
So I don't know, but I'm not beyond thinking that this isn't spread to all avenues of power.
Well, the thing is, okay, I watched this clip, you know, and I'm not saying he is or isn't, you know, because, you know, if you want to go, you know, 9/11, I think fucking, George W. Bush had his hand in that too. So, you know, I'm not saying that you know, Trump isn't or is. I hope to God he's not. But one thing he did do, he signed like three different bills on sex trafficking and, you know, and he's poured in like $400 something million into bringing this shit to a close. And then there's one clip, if you watch it, he signs this one bill about sex trafficking and child pornography and all that shit. And he's showing it up, right? And he's got all his people that like standing behind him, and he go, and like everybody's quiet, you know, and he's showing it up, and he's like, everybody's quiet. And he goes, you know what this is? This is the calm before the storm. That's what he says. Like, cause he know, like, look at, when you're that high up, you know what the fuck's going on. Even if you do or don't partake, you know what the fuck's going on. So
you definitely have fucking thoughts about it.
Right. Or inside information.
You definitely are approached at some point to partake.
Straight up.
And did you know that no one could find Maxwell? These people, the person in charge of finding this person, the guy at the top or the lady the top, and they couldn't find her. And then so Trump fires that person and puts his own guy in, and the next day she's arrested.
Right. And they couldn't find her when she was at fucking some fucking multi-million dollar estate that, like, I think it was either her or her family owned. So, you know, but they couldn't find her. You know?
Okay. Former, you know, CEO of Reddit admitted they knew Ghislaine was, you know, Maxwell was supplying underage girls for Epstein and his pedo buddies. What about Oprah's mentor, Oprah, John of God and Weinstein? You mean tell me Oprah didn't know about what the fuck Weinstein was doing?
Not just that, but look up. She fucking, Oprah loved that fucking dude, John of God. Everybody do yourself a favor. Write this down. John of God and Oprah. And it's easy. It's easy information to access. It's not like you have to go digging through some shit. Just go ahead. Google that. Do whatever you need to do. Google it. Fucking DuckDuckGo. Whatever you want to do. Look that shit up. And tell me that Oprah, you know, the fucking richest, one of the richest women in the fucking world, isn't in on all this shit too.
Look.
Harvesting organs and shit.
Dennis Hastert. Good buddies with Podesta. Robert Menendez. Mike Fulmer. Prominent Democratic donor. Terry Bean. David Byrd. George Byrd, all known prominent pedophiles. Why don't we hear about Biden's island, very close to Epstein's island? The Podesta brothers were known suspects years ago when little Madeleine McCain was stolen from her parents' hotel while on vacation. Whatever happened to her? This isn't even a quarter of what's going on. And, you know, we're not necessarily interested in hypotheticals or pushing some narrative that isn't true, but how much do you need to go? I mean, at the very least go, fuck, something's going on. Right. How much do you need?
Okay. So I don't know if you have kids, you know, kids. Okay. Body language speaks just an super amount of words, you know. And if you ever, I'm going back to the Biden and Trump thing, but if you ever see pictures of Biden when he's fucking creeping on these little fucking kids, how these kids are reacting to him, like fucking like what the fuck, you know, like you know. And then if you ever see Trump with a fucking kid, they're like fucking, they're all smiling, taking fucking selfies and shit. I'm just saying, kids can sense
evil.
They can sense it. I'm telling you right now,
just like a dog can fucking sense evil.
Yes, kids, and it's, kids can sense that shit.
And we're not saying kids are dogs, by the way. I know some fucking asshole's going to say some shit like that. Are you comparing kids to dogs? Shut up, no, and you fucking
they're
cheating.
Hyper, they're more hyper fucking aware of, you know, things that, you know, deadens over time when you grow the fuck up, you know?
Well, look at, let's just say he's completely fucking innocent of any of that. If you touch a little kid and sniff their hair like a fucking pedophile and they recoil, isn't that time to stop? Like, right. I apologize. I didn't mean to offend you or whatever. But no, he keeps getting closer, keeps fucking, and they're trying to get away.
Yeah.
I don't know. I watched the compilation on Biden's fucking sniffing and touching girls inappropriately.
Oh, okay. So another thing, too, is with all this shit, what they're trying to do and what they're trying to do, they're trying to fucking make this like a normalcy. All right. They're trying, like, with all the different, okay, like Disney, fucking all these fucking different fucking dolls they're fucking coming out with. Oh, that's another thing. Do yourself a favor. Look up these fucking LOL fucking dolls. Keep telling us to
do us a favor. You're not.
What?
You're like, do yourself a favor. Hey, everyone, do yourself a favor. It's not much of a favor, dude, unless you count favor having nightmares every fucking night.
Well, no, the thing is,
how about expand your fucking knowledge base?
People need to be, especially if you have kids, be aware of what the fuck's going on. Okay, that troll doll, they have this fucking new troll doll from that fucking stupid movie and all these
little, her name is Poppy. She's a talking troll doll.
All these kids want, all these little girls want it. All right. Well, it's, you know, how like a million different dolls out there. You push a fucking button on them and they fucking laugh and giggle. Well, this button just happens to be right where her fucking pussy is, right in between her fucking legs, you know? And then you push this button and she's like, you know?
Yeah.
It's fucking disgusting. You know?
Why? Dude, this went through several different layers of the you know, the engineering phase, the plans, the board that said, okay, this is a good one, the boss, the fucking.
Yeah, they don't just, like, to make one of these dolls cost millions of dollars.
It wasn't just one guy just going, I'm going to do this and fucking slap it together.
Yeah, slap it together. All right, let's put it out. It doesn't work like that. You know, these fucking corporations, it goes through so many different levels before they actually manufacture it to put it fucking out.
Now, their excuse was, oh, well, it's placed in a place so when you set it down, she says something. Look, dude, I don't care. Whoever did, even if that is the case,
it's not the
you
case.
You still need to be fired because you're an idiot.
Listen up. That's not the case because you have to literally reach your finger in between her fucking legs to push that fucking button.
It's I know. I've seen it. I've seen it. And it's disgusting.
Okay. These little LOL dolls. All right. And this is fucking disgusting too. If you have.
Dip them in cold water.
Yeah. Dunk them in. Take their clothes off, dunk them in cold water, and all of them, all of a sudden, all kinds of just weird-ass fucking
lingerie and fucking sexy fucking clothes.
Yeah, pops up on them when they're in cold water, you know. And it's fucking disgusting. And what they're trying to get to it. I'm telling you right now, fucking Disney coming out with all these, you know, different shit with all. Look at that's another thing too with fucking Hollywood and all this shit. You cannot find one fucking show. One new show, one new cartoon that doesn't have some kind of fucking, people are going to call me fucking racist or homophobe. I'm not, but you'll find fucking, so we might have to cut this out. You might want to do the, but you'll find some kind of homosexual activity, like some kind of fucking, and I'm not going to say weird shit because I don't care. Okay, look at it. If you're gay, you're gay. I don't care about that. Not one bit.
Kids don't need to know about it. They don't even need to know about sex at that age. That isn't the time to have that talk.
All these new fucking cartoons, like with little fucking kids watching it, has all kinds of
Not just homosexual activity, but heterosexual activity as well. It's just equally, they're just teaching
sex. They don't need to know about it.
There's no reason that your kids need to know about that. At that age, it's very good to have the talk with them about strangers and what's inappropriate touching and all that stuff. But kids don't need to be shaking, twerking, as it's called. And
oh yeah, how these fucking people have these fucking little girls like twerking and shit. Like, oh, look at how cute she is.
And she's you got a million pedophiles. You got a million pedophiles on TikTok, just whacking their little fucking pud, looking at all these girls on TikTok. And I'm so happy that Trump fucking is banning that fucking platform, bro.
Fucking stand that fucking
dude. Thing. I fucking hate TikTok so much. And if anyone's TikTok fans, I don't give a fuck. Stop listening to the podcast. Go fuck yourself. Yeah. TikTok is a fucking horrible fucking platform. Fucking
ridiculous.
And the only reason people get on there is there's some funny stuff on TikTok. Like there's some good
jokes.
Shit.
Yeah, there's some good jokes, but
all the rest of it, where you're just showing off your body and dancing around, that's all people
fucking
are there
retarded.
For. You don't have fucking no talent, or you wouldn't be on TikTok.
Yeah, no shit.
That's like us. We wouldn't, you know, we wouldn't be doing this podcast if we had
talent.
Look it.
A girl once told me, fucking. She said, I was like, "So what do you do for a living?" She's like, "Well, I'm a model on Instagram." You know, I was like, "Oh, well, I'm a soldier on fucking, I'm a soldier with a fucking video game
on Call of Duty."
Yeah, I'm a soldier.
Modern Warfare.
Yeah, you're a model on Instagram. I'm a soldier on Call of Duty. How about that? We got something in common. We're both worthless.
We both have our own platforms.
We're both worthless pieces of shit. What's up?
Oh my God! Look at, dude. We can go on. We can go on.
What's our time looking on. Like?
The time is over, man.
Okay, so
look at. Everyone needs research for themselves. Please,
please do your own research on this shit. It's in it. Like when I, this whole week has been fucked up for me because I've been doing fucking research, but I can only do it for like 10 minutes at a time because it's fucking disgusting. And
bro, I printed out pages and pages and pages of shit.
That made, you just disappeared. Didn't matter.
Yeah, I know. This stupid fucking background thing. Look at, check out my background. I'm in the bathroom, sucker. Hey, look at, I print out pages and pages of shit. And you know where it's going as soon as this fucking thing's over? In the trash. I'm ripping it up and shredding it because I don't want to see it or have anyone else see it. It's fucking disgusting. Look, go to WikiLeaks and just look at the Podesta emails. There's 20 fucking thousand fucking emails. Look at Podesta's artwork. These are all people. This is not saying, because Podesta's guilty, then everyone's guilty. But dude, these people all run around the same circles and fucking jerk each other off. And for some reason, they play dominoes on their pizza and pasta. That's what he said in his email. Ooh, I can't wait to play dominoes on top of my pizza and pasta. So domination of little girls and little boys. Who the fuck eats
Madonna? Okay, I can understand check it out. Yeah. Madonna. When that whole thing with Ellen DeGeneres, like Madonna even said, she was like, I can't wait to devour a bowl of spaghetti. Like, okay, adrenochrome. That's another thing. Fucking look up adrenochrome.
They're harvesting adrenochrome. Look, I don't know about all that shit. Maybe they do. Look, at maybe they do. Maybe they don't. There's not much I hear about adrenochrome, and that's not my main concern. As crazy as that is, I know that there's pedophiles.
Oh yeah,
I know for a fact. I don't know many adrenochrome addicts. So I can't really speak on that, but I know that little kids have been used for fucking men and women evil since the beginning.
Yeah, this has been happening for fucking hundreds, if not thousands of fucking years. But
funny is you have all these politicians in elite, right? And people are like, it's a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy theory.
That's because
there's normal people that walk around every day who aren't rich and elite. Who are pedophiles? Are you telling me that elites and rich people are somehow immune from this pedophile, fucking whatever it is?
And no, not just
they're
that.
There.
Thing is, look at like honestly, over and over again. Okay, I'm going to do a shout out. If we have any listeners that are fucking multimillionaires, fucking like literally, I'm waiting to hit the lottery. If I hit the lottery, like I'm going to start a fucking underground group, and we're going to fucking. Dude, we're just gonna start taking those fucking dots off the fucking map, dude. Because that, you know, there is no fucking there's no cure for this shit.
There is a cure for this shit. It's called a bullet.
A bullet is the only fucking cure for this shit. And you know what? I'm telling you, I'm gonna like if I hit the lottery, I'm gonna start a fucking group, and we're just gonna fucking we're gonna fucking research our fucking targets, and we're gonna fucking. I shouldn't even be saying this out loud, but. It is what it is.
You heard it here, folks.
Yeah, you heard it here first. So,
the
so.
Conspiracy to commit fucking a felony. Well, you didn't really say exactly what it was.
No. Yeah.
But if Podesta's emails,
if they can get away with those fucking emails, there's no way they can. This will fucking hold up. So
bullshit.
Straight up.
Yeah, well, that's shit, because you're going after the wrong fucking people.
Well, and not just that, I'm not a multi-million fuckingaire or billionaire. So
I don't know. I would suggest you guys look in the archives yourselves. I would suggest you guys see all these people who have been convicted and arrested for the child sex trafficking, and you just never hear nothing about it. The only reason we heard about Epstein and Maxwell in this day and age, there's only one fucking reason. It's because they can't stop us now. Everyone's got a camera. Everyone's got a phone. Everyone's got a social media, and everything is reported regardless of what the fucking narrative is.
And not just that, like, Google up those fucking flight logs on who's fucking been, like, there's only one reason to go to a fuck. Okay. It's called Pedophile Island. There's only one reason to go to Pedophile Island. Look at the fucking flight logs and look how many fucking people have fucking been there, and look at their fucking names.
If it's been going around since 1998 and everyone knows that he's in the underage girls, why would you want to ever identify with that person or be around that person or be friends with that person or want to? Why wouldn't you do everything in your power that you were elected to have to stop something like that? Send an investigation in, do something. And the only reason it's out now is because it can't be stopped.
Right. And this is the thing. They're trying to stop it. They're trying to fucking put out these fires. There, you will not hear not one word about it on any fucking media fucking outlet. And it's
social media.
Yeah, that's
regular people who are worried about their kids.
Yeah, you'll find it there. And because there's really no other choice, because they're fucking trying to put out these fucking fires. But all I gotta say is,
it's not debunked. There's people, Maxwell is sitting in prison right now. Epstein was killed in a maximum security prison that was guarded 24 hours, dude.
Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you right now, I've been I've been in the hole. Where fucking, like, all you have is a Bible, a fucking one sheet. You don't even have a blanket. You have a Bible. You have one sheet to put on your fucking mattress, and that's it.
And there's someone sitting outside your door. There's someone sitting outside your door watching you, and cameras.
There's a camera pointing at your fucking door, which your door is nothing but a fucking piece of fucking see-through fucking plexiglass. All right. So there's a fucking camera pointing it at the door. There's a camera going this way down the hallway. There's a camera going that way down the hallway. There's no way that he committed suicide, straight up. And oh yeah, that's not another thing. Say her name. Ghislaine Maxwell.
Maxwell. Ghislaine.
Yeah. Ghislaine Maxwell. Her numbers are fucking. They just took her out of whatever. They're trying to put her. They're trying to put her in general population. So I'm just saying. Right. Yeah, they're trying to put her in general population. So whoever's moving this is like, whoever's trying to do this is clearly connected. So,
or is being paid? It's simple as that.
As simple as that. So,
do you know how many prison guards?
Actually, you know what? I think they already got her out of the solitary, wherever the fuck they're trying to hold her, and I think she's already in general population.
This is one of the most high profile people. She should be in a bunker somewhere, guarded by armed troops.
Exactly, because she's gonna blow the lid off on this shit. Because they're going to give her some kind of fucking deal where she fucking tells these fucking names, this, that, and the other. But she's not going to make
whack her, dude.
She's not going to make it because she's going to get dead. Her days are numbered. She's going
to
be dead.
You guys hear it right here, and we're not the first ones to say it, but she'll be dead by January.
Oh, before that, dude.
Oh, I'm just, if she's in general. That's a very liberal estimate.
Oh, yeah, for sure. She'll definitely be dead before any of it goes to court. I can guarantee you that.
Dude, the judge's son was murdered by a guy dressed up as a FedEx agent, dude. Epstein was killed. How come this is not the biggest story in the world? How come I haven't seen shit?
It's because it involves all the people that are fucking running the fucking world.
And they're gaslighting the whole thing. We have all our attention on this fucking virus.
All this other bullshit.
Fucking kills 0.03% of the population. Which doesn't even fucking compare to the fucking
common
flu.
Common crying flu. Out loud. More people.
I don't know. This is all fucking horrible. You guys look it up yourself. Become a member at www.rotflpodcast.com. Send us your stories. Look, we're going to switch it up next week, man. We're done talking about serious shit. We're fucking gonna fuck switch it off for a little while.
We're gonna be back to our comedy fucking selves here next fucking
We're not
week.
Trying to fucking instill fear in anyone. Everyone's getting enough of that from fucking CNN, MSNBC, you fucking name it. You know, we're not trying. We felt like we had some type of duty and service as fucking, because we have children ourselves.
And we have a platform to fucking talk about it. So it's like, we had to do it.
We didn't want to do it. Let me tell you, we didn't fucking want to do it. Because this is not what the show's about. And everything that's been going on, man, we've really been diverting to some really serious talk. And we haven't really fucking made, you can't make fun of this shit, man.
No, that's the thing.
And this is a fucking bullshit comedy fucking whatever podcast where we're never serious. But I tell you what, we're fucking serious about this, man.
Yeah.
And I don't know. We love you guys out there. Fucking keep listening. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Look into this stuff yourself. And, you know, next week we're going to come back with some more lighthearted shit, dude. We're going to try to fucking numb ourselves from this whole fucking bullshit that's going on. Yeah. I don't know. Stay safe. Keep your kids safe out there, man. Yeah. Love you guys. Great. Save our children.
Yeah, hashtag save our children.